Tonight, the beloved Popeye that floats along the Torrens River will be transformed into a ghost ship to celebrate Halloween. The cruise ship has partnered up with Ammonites Productions and Floating Melodies to bring you an evening of locally sourced talent, food and drinks. Joining us in studio is Jared Gershwitz, one of the performers who will be hypnotising the audience with his creepy vocals. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, guys.
So what can we expect from tonight's event?
Tonight it's going to be an evening of fun, an evening of spook. We're bringing back some Halloween classics. We'll be singing songs like Monster Mash, and we'll be including some classic Disney villain songs as well. So it's fun for all ages.
Excellent. Yeah, because that was something I was wondering about. Is it going to be too scary for the little ones?
But No. It's very, very lighthearted, very fun. We sing Ghostbusters, we sing Superstition, we sing I Put a Spell on You. It's all sorts of different Halloween songs.
Excellent.
Do you have a favourite of the list?
Currently, my favourite would be the Oogie Boogie song from The Nightmare Before Christmas, just because I get to have so much fun and there may be some audience participation involved in that and a couple of other songs.
Oh, excellent. So you're also an actor. Can you tell us how you got into acting and singing and performing in general?
I started acting in high school. I saw a Year 12 production that my older brother did and sort of went, that's what I want to do. I thought it was originally just going to be something on the side, just a bit of fun for me. And then first year of uni, I decided to change degrees and make it a full-time study and full-time career.
Excellent. Hey, we're listening to... We're speaking with Floating Melodies performer Jared Gershwitz. We're also listening to him talk when he does talk. How do you reckon it's best to scare people?
Quick and sudden for a jump scare, although that's kind of a easy cheap shot, or it's just sort of, you know, stare at them a bit oddly until they're a bit unsettled.
Like you're doing now.
Like I'm doing right now with you, yeah.
Is the key not to blink?
Key's not blinking. And just also sort of thinking in the back of your head, like really sort of weird thoughts to keep your eyes, to keep that sort of light in your eyes of strangeness.
Yeah, I was wondering that. That's what I was going to ask, what you're thinking. Can you give us one of those weird thoughts when you stare at me strangely?
Or is that like a magician revealing?
Is it too invasive?
I have, like, honestly, I'd have no idea. It's just sort of keep staring until you're sort of like, oh yeah, that face is nice, I could wear that. And just sort of add those thoughts in until the, like, a look just so slowly becomes a bit too uncomfortable for them.
Well, so you were talking about, well, in the event information, I read that you can get dressed up tonight. It's encouraged to get dressed up?
Yes, it's encouraged to come dressed in Halloween. I've got friends and family and all sorts who are coming in all sorts of crazy costumes. It's a Halloween party, that first and foremost. It's a nice, fun cruise down the river with good food, good drink.
Yes, what kind of food and drink can we expect?
So there'll be a cheese board of sorts with different cheeses and crackers and other bits and pieces all sourced from SA companies. We'll also be serving cupcakes from Sugar and Spice Cakes, and you get a complimentary drink of ghost wines from the Clare Valley. Of course, you can purchase more after you've had your complimentary.
What are ghost wines? Are they, like, not really there?
No, it's a company from the Clare Valley.
Oh, that makes more sense.
It's just a spooky name, I guess.
Yeah, very spooky. They with their absent wines. It'd be great if there are, like, bats. You know, in summer along the Torrens, there's always lots of bats.
I can't promise trained bats. Sorry, that's the one thing that I asked for, and it's just a bit too out there for me to find. You would not believe how difficult it is to find a bat trainer at this time of year. They're all booked solid.
They must be. No, I was interested. Now, the Floating Melodies, they do other shows throughout the year, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. They do about a show a month, normally with different performers from South Adelaide. So Ammonites is brilliant at finding local talent and putting them on display for a night. There's been jazz nights, there's been classic nights, there's been all sorts, really.
Oh, and you've worked with Ammonites before?
Yes, I've worked with her a couple of times now. I've done a fringe show through her company, and I was also in her production of Chicago earlier this year.
Now, I must admit, I did go along to that, and that was lots of fun. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen tonight.
Mm. Yeah, and it's a great use of the Popeye, which normally when I'm sitting on the Torrens, I just sort of see some old people and children slowly waving as they'll float by. So it's nice to put it to use and get some performance happening on there.
Yeah, yeah, it's really great. And it's I've been to a couple of the the shows on the Popeye, and they're just brilliant fun. It's always nice. You're at sunset, so the river's looking beautiful. The city looks amazing. And then just tonight, there'll be a spooky theme to it.
Excellent. So where can we get tickets to come along?
You can get tickets at Emma Knight's Productions, available online.com. You can also check out her Facebook page and the event Ghost Ship for all the links.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Jared.
Thank you for having me.